Hey, what's up? How are you, Carnell?
How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Just to start off, what's your feeling on taking this trip? How do you feel about playing a game in London?
You know what? I'm very excited, man. First of all, I just never been to London, and play a ball game. It's pretty exciting, so I'm actually excited about the whole ordeal.
How much of a distraction is it to take an 8-hour plane trip to play a game, obviously outside of your comfort zone?
I never experienced something like this, so I know just talking to other players, they say it's not so bad, but some of the tips that we have been like, not to try to sleep on them. Like going up there and things like that, so it definitely gonna throw us off your normal schedule. But I think when I all boil down to it, we're there to play a ball game, and I think that can override everything.
Just going back to the football, obviously the start I'm sure hasn't been what you hoped it would be for the Bucs this year. How would you sum up what's happened through the first 6 games for the Buccaneers?
And oh man, I just say, man, we're as a team, we haven't played together. Whether it's sometimes the defense playing good, sometimes the offense playing good, just as a unit, man, we haven't been playing together. And on offense, man, we just it's called missed opportunities, man. In key situations of football game, we always find a way to, beat ourselves, whether it's jumping outside or fumbling a snap or this guy not knowing his assignment or throwing an interception. It's just we just don't have too many plays. If you go by a game by game, we just don't have too many plays in key situations where we just don't, we haven't gave ourselves a chance, and that's the whole thing about our team.
How has the offense been different with Johnson as the quarterback, replacing Leftwich?
I think with Justin, he's a more of a mobile quarterback, so we have a chance to do a lot more things on the run, like bootleg, naked, and things like that, as opposed to firing a quarterback.
Sure. And have you had a feel, I know as a running back you probably don't deal much with, offensive line coach, but have you had a feel for the type of impact that Pete Mangurian has made? He was a former assistant coach up here in New England.
Oh, man, I think Pete did a really, really good job. One thing I do like about him, he's a very detailed coach. He's going to stress the little things. Just from listening to him in the meetings and, his enthusiasm on the practice field, he's definitely a coach, know what he's talking about, and he definitely coached those guys all well. So, man, I think he's doing a heck of a job.
And when you studied for this game and you looked at the Patriots defense, what stands out to you?
Of course, they still got the usual we're well forked old guys. But the main thing to stand out to them, they're a very physical team, man. It's not much they try to do, not much trickery they try to do. If they blitzing, they're gonna show you they blitzing. But they basically team is gonna out physical you and play hard.
For you personally, can you speak to your comeback? Obviously, everyone knew about the knee. How do you feel, and how trying was that for you in your career?
You know what, man? I feel, I tell people, man, I feel better than ever, man. Both knees feel great. My body feel great. I think I'm more mentally stronger now. I think I'm a more precise runner, as in a more patient runner. Just being away from the game in that time, has made me really appreciate the game, more humble, and it was definitely trying times, man. It was a tough comeback, but I just thank the Lord every day, because it's truly a blessing.
Darnell, how close do you feel the team is to breaking through?
Oh man, you know what? We're sitting here 0-6, and man, we're close, man. I tell guys the main thing, man. Let's just keep fighting. Let's keep believing in this team. Let's keep believing what the coaches are preaching us. Let everybody don't start doing their own thing, because, man, if you go back and watch film, we really do put some good things out there on film. But for some reason, it's those one or two, three plays in key situation where there's a jumping outside or not taking care of the ball or missing assignment that has, you know, gotten us beat in games.
All right, well, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
No, appreciate it.